All right, so you want to plan an epic Christmas vacation,
Yep.
and you've given me like a whole stack of articles about these amazing Christmas towns all across the US.
Yeah.
And wow, there's a lot to go through. I mean, I'm already seeing things like Bavarian villages in Washington State,
Yeah.
an actual town called North Pole,
Right.
and like enough twinkling lights to make the Milky Way jealous.
Yeah.
So, are you ready to like really do a deep dive into this whole Christmas town magic?
Let's do it. I'm fascinated by how each town like puts its own spin on Christmas, you know? It's really something.
Okay, so first up, Leavenworth, Washington.
Okay.
It's like nestled in the Cascade Mountains.
Right.
But get this, they've gone full on Bavarian village.
Wow.
We're talking like 500,000 lights, a whole nutcracker museum. They even have a gingerbread factory. What do you think about that? Like choosing a whole other culture's theme for their Christmas.
Well, it's a pretty interesting story,
Yeah.
actually. Leavenworth was like really struggling after their logging industry kind of went downhill,
What?
and they needed some way to draw visitors.
Right.
And so I guess somebody noticed that the mountains there kind of reminded them of Bavaria,
Yeah.
so they just decided to like lean into it.
Wow.
And then, adding the Christmas theme on top of that, it just made sense,
Yeah.
and it's worked out really well for them.
It's awesome. Smart move.
Yeah.
The article also mentions that if you want to avoid the crazy crowds, going midweek is
Yeah.
like the key.
Oh, good tip. Good tip.
Okay, next up, we're jumping to Branson, Missouri.
Okay.
And this one is like classic all-American Christmas extravagance.
Oh, yeah.
Silver Dollar City alone has 6.5 million lights
Wow.
and over 700 Christmas trees.
That's a lot of
It's a
trees.
lot.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about that whole like tapping into Americana for Christmas?
Well, Branson's always been about that kind of heartland Christmas nostalgia. I mean, you gotta remember, Silver Dollar City is a theme park that's built around like celebrating American history and culture.
Yeah.
So when you add on like a massive Christmas celebration to all of that, it's like a perfect fit for them,
Totally, totally.
and it draws in huge crowds.
Sure, for sure. And then on top of all of that, they have a Rudolph's Holly Jolly Christmas Light Parade
Oh, wow.
with 200,000 LED lights.
That's impressive.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So did anything about Branson really like jump out at you from the articles?
Well, the Polar Express train ride definitely caught my eye.
Oh, yeah.
Sipping hot cocoa while riding through the Ozark Mountains,
Ooh.
listening to Christmas carols.
Sounds pretty magical.
Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah.
And also, if you're looking for deals, Stillwater's Resort offers discounts during the holidays.
Good to know. Good to know. Okay, now we're heading to Aspen, Colorado.
Ooh,
Get
Aspen.
ready for a luxury Christmas like no other.
Okay.
We're talking high-end collaborations here. Like, Hotel Jerome is teaming up with Max Mara for a super stylish holiday experience.
Well, yeah, Aspen's always been like a destination for people who want a bit of luxury. And
Yeah.
they definitely bring that to their Christmas celebrations too. Those 12 days of Aspen events are a good example.
Okay.
We're talking like exclusive parties, gourmet dinners,
Fancy.
all sorts of glamorous events. It's a scene.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
They also had things like dog sledding and ice skating and interactive light displays, though, too.
Right, so it's not all just like high-end stuff.
Exactly. All right, next we're off to Vail, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
This one seems like it'd be perfect for families, 80 couples,
Yeah.
skiers, and non-skiers alike. They celebrate from the Reveille Vail tree lighting all the way through New Year's.
Wow, that's a long time.
It's a long time to celebrate. So, what are your thoughts on Vail?
Well, Vail's known for its incredible ski slopes, of course,
Right.
but they also have other activities too, like an ugly sweater 5K,
Fun.
a Kris Kringle market,
Nice.
and don't forget the Magic of Lights event at the Buddy Ford Alpine
Oh,
Gardens
yeah.
with its 500,000 twinkling lights.
500,000 lights seem to be like the magic number for Christmas towns, huh?
Yeah, that seems to be the trend.
Okay, let's hop over to the East Coast now.
Oh.
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
All right.
They actually call themselves Christmas City, USA.
Bold statement.
Pretty bold claim.
Okay.
So, does it live up to the hype?
Well, Bethlehem's connection to Christmas is like super deep.
Okay.
I mean, the town was founded on Christmas Eve way back in 1741
Wow.
by Moravians who actually named it after the birthplace of Jesus.
Wow. So they take Christmas seriously.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of their Christmas traditions actually date back centuries.
Really?
Like their Christnet Kundelmarkt. It's not just like a generic market, it's rooted in their history.
I love that tradition with a capital T.
Yeah, for sure.
They also have this live advent calendar with a different performance or activity each night
Oh.
outside the historic 1810 Goonie House.
That's really cool.
It's really cool. Okay, back to Colorado now.
All right.
Breckenridge is up next. Mm-hmm. Another town with a really unique Christmas spirit. Mm-hmm. So what really struck you about Breckenridge?
You know what really stood out to me about Breckenridge was their emphasis on community.
Okay.
They have this hilarious Race of the Santas down Main Street.
Oh, yeah. I read about that.
And then they have all these cozy community events like street bonfires and caroling.
Nice.
It's less about spectacle and more about those shared experiences.
That's really nice. I like that.
Yeah, it's very heartwarming.
Next, we're going to Park City, Utah.
Okay.
Imagine a snow globe come to life.
Oh, I like that.
I know.
Right? What jumped out at you about Park City?
Well, they have this event called the Snow Globe Stroll.
Okay.
It's like a path lined with these glowing snow globes.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that?
That's awesome. And they even have a North Pole Express train ride that like winds through the snowy landscape.
Oh, that sounds so magical.
Yeah. And speaking of snow,
yeah.
The article points out that Park City actually has like the perfect December temperatures.
Oh, nice.
For all those outdoor winter activities.
Yeah.
It's much milder than some other mountain towns.
Good to know.
All right, time for a change of pace.
Okay.
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Ooh, Santa Fe.
It's Christmas with a southwestern twist.
Yeah, that sounds different.
Totally different. Yeah. So what really caught your eye about Santa Fe?
Their Canyon Road Farolito Walk on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
It's a must-see. Thousands of luminarias line these historic streets.
Wow.
Creating this truly magical atmosphere.
That's beautiful. And it's like a really great example of blending different cultural traditions too, right?
Yeah, you've got Spanish, Native American, Mexican influences all coming together.
That's really cool. And let's not forget the holiday light tours through the plaza,
right,
with the snow-dusted Sangre de Cristo Mountains, yeah, as like a backdrop.
Talk about picturesque.
Super picturesque.
Yeah.
Okay, Telluride, Colorado is up next.
All right.
This one is giving me major cozy romantic getaway vibes.
Oh, Telluride's truly a hidden gem. Imagine horse-drawn sleigh rides through snowy trails,
uh-huh,
cozying up for a choral winter sing, and then witnessing the Christmas Eve torchlight parade with skiers illuminating the mountainside.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And for people who love unique gifts, the Holiday Arts Bazaar has been running since 1983.
Wow.
Showcasing handcrafted items and local food products.
That's great.
Telluride just has like a certain magic to it, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. That combination of like the rugged mountain scenery with those heartwarming traditions is really special.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
We're back and ready for more Christmas Town goodness.
Yeah, I'm excited to dive deeper into like what makes these places so special.
Me too. It's really more than just pretty lights and decorations, isn't it?
Right. It's like there's a real heart to these towns.
Totally. So let's go back to Kennebunkport, Maine.
Okay.
It was named the second best Christmas town in the U.S. by HGTV.
Wow.
What do they do that's so special?
Well, their Christmas Prelude event is like a huge draw.
Okay.
Think tree lightings, Santa visits, gingerbread workshops, and those like charming New England touches everywhere you look.
Cute.
Oh, and they have a pooch parade.
A pooch parade.
Yeah, with dogs all dressed up in holiday costumes.
Oh my gosh, that is adorable. I am adding Kennebunkport to my list.
Yeah, it's a good one.
What about Stowe, Vermont?
Okay.
This one seems like the quintessential snowy New England escape.
Yeah, Stowe has that like picture perfect, almost Dickensian feel, mm-hmm, with the horse-drawn sleigh rides and the festive markets and those cozy inns all decked out in holiday cheer.
I love it.
It even has that ideal Christmas town weather, you know?
Okay.
Soft snow, crisp air.
Yeah, like you could just imagine a Christmas movie being filmed there.
Oh, totally. They actually have filmed Christmas movies there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, from the mountains to the coast now.
Okay.
Nantucket, Massachusetts.
Nantucket.
They've got this unique blend of coastal charm and holiday spirit.
Mm-hmm. Their Christmas stroll is a tradition that goes all the way back to the 1970s.
Wow.
So imagine you're strolling through these cobblestone streets, the smell of the ocean in the air.
Yeah.
Christmas carols playing everywhere.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. And you can't miss the Wailing Museum's Festival of Trees.
Oh, yeah.
Where the whole museum is transformed into like a forest of decorated trees.
Wow, that's really cool. Okay, now for something completely different.
All right, what do we got?
North Pole, Alaska.
North Pole, Alaska.
Christmas is celebrated all year round in this town.
Wow, they really commit.
They really do. What were some of the highlights for you?
Well, they've really embraced the whole theme, you know?
Yeah.
They have street names like Kris Kringle Drive.
Love it.
And then there's the Santa Claus House, which has been operating for like over 65 years.
Wow.
And they even have an ice sculpture exhibition called Christmas in Ice.
No way.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
That is so cool. And of course, you have to send a letter from the official Santa Claus post office.
Of course, that's a must do.
Okay. Switching gears again, we're off to sunny California.
Right.
Solving the Danish town with a heart full of Jewel Fest.
Yeah, they take their Danish heritage seriously.
Uh-huh.
And that extends to their Christmas celebrations too.
They have a month-long Jewel Fest celebration with a parade.
Wow, a whole month.
A whole month, a Christmas market, candlelight tours.
So festive.
Yeah, and plus they have those amazing traditional Danish bakeries.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect for fueling up on holiday treats.
Yum. Last but not least, we're finishing up in Helen, Georgia.
Okay.
It's a European-style village right in the heart of the South.
That's interesting.
I know. So what's their take on Christmas?
Well, think Bavarian architecture.
Oh.
With, like, festive decorations and twinkling lights everywhere.
Nice.
They have a Christkindlmarkt with traditional German gifts and treats.
I love those.
Yeah, and their annual Christmas parade is a big draw, too.
Fun. And the best part?
What's that?
Helen has mild winters.
Oh, nice.
So you can enjoy all those outdoor festivities without freezing.
That's a plus.
It's a big plus.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much variety there is when it comes to Christmas towns.
It really is.
It's clear that each town has its own personality and traditions.
Yeah, and that's what makes exploring these places so fascinating.
Right? You're not just seeing decorations. You're getting, like, a glimpse into the heart of each town.
Exactly.
So let's take a closer look at a few towns and see how their history has shaped their Christmas celebrations. We've already talked about Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and their deep Moravian roots.
Right.
But what about Leavenworth?
Leavenworth.
How did a Bavarian village end up in Washington State?
Well, it's a story of reinvention.
Okay.
Back in the 1960s, Leavenworth was facing some tough times.
Mm-hmm.
The logging industry was declining, and they needed a new identity, something to draw in visitors.
Yeah.
And so somebody noticed that the mountains there kind of resembled the Bavarian Alps.
Oh, wow.
And that's how the idea was born to, like, transform the town.
So it was a deliberate choice to, like, adopt that Bavarian style.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
They modeled their architecture, their shops, even their restaurants, after a traditional Bavarian village.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then they added the Christmas magic on top of that.
And it worked.
It totally paid off.
What a great example of how a town can, like, leverage its history and surroundings to create something truly unique.
For sure.
Okay. Now let's talk about Branson, Missouri.
All right.
It's all about that classic American Christmas experience.
Mm-hmm.
How do they manage to capture that feeling so well?
Well, it's kind of built into their DNA. You know, Branson has always been known for celebrating American music and culture.
Yeah.
I mean, Silver Dollar City, their main attraction is a theme park that's built around American history and folklore.
Right.
So when you add on millions of Christmas lights, a Rudolph's Holly Jolly Christmas Light Parade, and even a Polar Express train ride.
Yeah.
It just feels like an authentic extension of what Branson already represents.
Totally. It's like taking something familiar and amplifying it for the holidays.
Exactly.
Speaking of amplification, let's talk about Aspen, Colorado.
Okay.
Their Christmas celebrations seem to be all about luxury and exclusivity.
Yeah, for sure.
Where does that come from?
Well, Aspen has this long and fascinating history. It was a booming silver mining town back in the late 1800s.
Oh, wow, wow.
And it attracted all these wealthy prospectors and investors.
So that's where it started.
Yeah, and that kind of set the stage for Aspen's reputation as, like, a playground for the rich and famous.
I see. So that luxury element has been part of Aspen's identity for over a century.
Yeah, pretty much.
It makes sense that their Christmas celebrations would reflect that.
Right.
But it's not all about champagne and galas, right?
No, definitely not.
Aspen also has those stunning mountain views and the world-class skiing.
Right, they've managed to blend that natural beauty with a high-end sensibility,
yeah,
creating this truly unique experience.
It's like Christmas, but elevated.
Exactly.
Okay, next up is Vail, Colorado, another popular ski destination.
Vail, yeah.
They seem to have found a way to appeal to, like, a wide range of visitors, from families to couple skiers to non-skiers.
It's true.
How do they pull that off?
Well, Vail has that perfect balance, you know?
Okay.
They have the world-class skiing that draws in the winter sports enthusiasts.
Right.
But they've also made a real effort to create that festive atmosphere in Vail Village,
mm-hmm,
with events and activities that appeal to pretty much everyone.
Yeah. Their Vail Holidays program is a great example of that.
Totally.
They have everything from an ugly sweater 5K to a Kris Kringle market to the magic of lights display at the Betty Ford Alpine Gardens.
Yeah. And the fact that they celebrate from the Reveille Veil tree lighting all the way through New Year's, mm-hmm. it gives people plenty of time to experience it all.
Right. It's a smart strategy.
Yeah, for sure.
We're maximizing their appeal without compromising on what makes Veil special.
Exactly.
All right, let's switch gears and talk about Breckenridge, Colorado.
Breckenridge, okay.
They seem to have a very different vibe.
Yeah.
With a strong emphasis on community and shared experiences. Mm-hmm. What's the story there?
Well, Breckenridge has a long and colorful history as a mining town.
Okay.
And like a lot of mining towns, there's a really strong sense of community there, mm-hmm. you know, that comes from facing challenges together.
Right.
And that spirit really shines through during their Christmas celebrations.
I can see that events like the Race of the Santas down Main Street.
Yeah.
And those cozy street bonfires really create that sense of togetherness.
Exactly. It's less about spectacle and more about like connecting with your neighbors and celebrating the season.
That's really nice. I like that a lot. So Breckenridge is a place where you can experience the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
Surrounded by people who share your love for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. It's really special.
Speaking of sharing, let's talk about Park City, Utah.
Okay, Park City.
They seem to have found a way to share their stunning mountain scenery.
Yeah.
While also creating those like picture-perfect Christmas moments.
Right.
How do they do that?
Well, Park City's become a really popular film location.
Oh, really?
Especially for Christmas movies.
I can see why.
Yeah. The scenery is just breathtaking.
Yeah.
And the town itself has this charming, almost fairy tale-like quality. I love that. And their Snow Globe Stroll and North Pole Express train ride are great examples of how they've incorporated those like cinematic elements mm-hmm. into their Christmas celebrations.
Totally. And they have those ideal December temperatures too.
Right.
That make it so comfortable to be outdoors enjoying the scenery and all the festivities.
Perfect Christmas weather.
Okay, from picture perfect to culturally rich.
Yeah.
Let's revisit Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Santa Fe, hello.
It's Christmas with a southwestern twist.
Yeah.
Blending tradition and heritage in such a unique way.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about what makes Santa Fe celebration so special.
Well, Santa Fe's history is this fascinating blend of cultures.
Okay.
Spanish, Native American, Anglo.
Wow.
And that blend is really reflected in their Christmas celebrations. Mm-hmm. The Canyon Road Farolito Walk is a perfect example.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing. Thousands of luminaries lining the historic streets.
All right.
Creating this magical, almost otherworldly atmosphere.
It's beautiful.
And it's a tradition that dates back centuries, too. Blending elements of Spanish, Native American, and Mexican culture.
It's a really special event.
It is. And it's not just about the Farolito Walk either.
Right.
Santa Fe also has this thriving arts and culture scene.
Yeah.
With flamenco dance performances, choral concerts, and all sorts of special exhibitions at their art galleries during the holidays.
It's true.
It's a place where you can experience Christmas through a different lens,
mm-hmm.
embracing the beauty and diversity of Southwestern culture.
I like that.
Okay, let's head back to the mountains for a dose of that cozy, romantic Christmas vibe.
All right, let's do it.
Telluride, Colorado is calling.
Telluride, yeah. It's all about embracing the beauty and tranquility of the San Juan Mountains.
Uh-huh.
And their Christmas celebrations are a perfect reflection of that.
Totally. So imagine cuddling up for a horse-drawn sleigh ride through snowy trails.
Okay.
Listening to carols during the choral winter sing.
I love it.
And then watching as skiers illuminate the mountainside with torches during the Christmas Eve torchlight parade.
That sounds incredible.
It's a Christmas experience that's both exhilarating and heartwarming.
Yeah, for sure.
And let's not forget the Holiday Arts Bazaar.
Right.
Which has been running for over 40 years.
Wow.
Offering all those unique handcrafted gifts and local food products.
It's a great way to experience that local flavor of Telluride.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, from the mountains to the coast, we're off to Kennebunkport, Maine now.
Kennebunkport.
For a taste of that classic New England Christmas charm.
Yeah, they've really mastered the art of creating that quintessential New England experience.
Yeah, and their Christmas prelude event is a real highlight.
It is.
With tree lightings, Santa visits, gingerbread workshops, and just like festive touches throughout the town.
Everywhere you look.
And they have those quirky events too.
Right.
Like the Merry Market at Mean Art Hill, the chocolate sculpting workshop at Auntie's Bakery and Chocolate Shop,
mm-hmm.
and of course the Pooch Parade.
Can't forget the Pooch Parade.
It's a place where you can really immerse yourself in that holiday spirit. Surrounded by the beauty of coastal Maine and the warmth of New England hospitality.
Absolutely.
From Kennebunkport, we're traveling up the coast to Stowe, Vermont.
Okay.
Another New England gem with its own unique Christmas charm.
Yeah, Stowe is all about embracing those classic New England traditions. Mm-hmm. Horse-drawn sleigh rides, festive markets, cozy inns with crackling fireplaces.
So cozy.
Yeah, those snow-covered streets that look like something out of a Christmas card.
And they have that ideal Christmas town weather, too.
Right.
Soft snow, crisp air.
It's a perfect setting for a cozy winter getaway.
Absolutely. Plus, Stowe has a bit of Hollywood magic, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been featured in several Christmas movies.
I didn't know that. That adds to its allure.
It does. From snowy New England to the windswept shores of Nantucket, Massachusetts.
Okay.
They have this really cool blend of coastal charm and holiday spirit.
Yeah. Nantucket's Christmas stroll is a beloved tradition dating all the way back to the 1970s.
Wow.
So imagine the smell of the ocean air mingling with the scent of pine needles.
As you stroll through cobblestone streets, listening to carols and admiring all the twinkling lights.
It sounds magical.
Yeah. And the Wailing Museum's Festival of Trees is a must-see.
Okay.
The entire museum is transformed into this forest of uniquely decorated Christmas trees.
That's incredible. It's a beautiful blend of history, art, and holiday cheer.
Yeah, it really is. Nantucket offers a truly special Christmas experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place where you can escape the hustle and bustle of the mainland.
Yes.
And just reconnect with the simple joys of the season.
I love that. Okay, one last time. Let's journey to North Pole, Alaska.
Back to North Pole.
Where it's Christmas 365 days a year.
They're dedicated, they are.
What keeps the Christmas spirit alive year-round in this town?
Well, their dedication to the holiday is truly remarkable. Mm. From their candy cane-themed street names to the iconic Santa Claus house.
Right.
They've created a place where the magic of Christmas is always present. I love it. And of course, no trip to North Pole is complete without sending a letter from the official Santa Claus post office.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
It's a place where you can tap into your inner child and embrace the wonder and joy of this season.
Yeah.
No matter what time of year it is.
I love that.
Now for our final stop, we're heading back to sunny California.
Okay.
And the charming Danish town of Solvang.
Solvang.
What makes their Christmas celebrations so unique?
Well, Solvang is a place where Danish heritage and Christmas spirit just come together.
Right.
In this truly delightful way.
Uh-huh.
Their month-long Jule Fest celebration is a testament to that.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
From the Jule Fest parade to the Christmas market to the candlelight tours.
Yeah.
They've created a festive atmosphere that's both authentic and enchanting.
And don't forget about those traditional Danish bakeries.
Right?
They're a must visit during the holidays.
Yes.
Offering all sorts of delicious treats.
I can imagine.
That'll satisfy any sweet tooth.
Yeah. Last but not least, we're finishing up our journey in Helen, Georgia.
Helen. Okay.
A European-style village nestled in the heart of the South.
Yeah.
What's their take on Christmas?
Well, Helen has basically transformed itself into a Bavarian wonderland for the holidays.
Oh, wow.
With their festive decorations, twinkling lights, and traditional Christkindlmarkt.
I love it.
They've created an atmosphere that's both charming and inviting.
So nice.
Yeah.
And their annual Christmas parade is a big draw, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Featuring floats, marching bands, and even Santa himself.
Of course.
And because Helen has mild winters, you can enjoy all those outdoor festivities without having to bundle up in layers of winter gear.
It's a great option for those who want to experience a European-style Christmas without the cold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dives.
We have.
We've seen how history, culture, and community spirit have shaped the Christmas celebrations in these towns, creating such unique and unforgettable experiences.
Each town really has its own story to tell.
It does. And that's what makes exploring these destinations so rewarding.
Yeah, it's not just about the decorations and the events.
Right.
It's about connecting with the heart and soul of each place.
Beautifully said. Okay, so we've explored all these Christmas towns, you know, from snowy mountains to charming coastlines.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm kind of curious about the deeper why behind it all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it about Christmas and these towns especially
that
makes us feel so much, you know?
Well, it's fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
Christmas seems to tap into something universal.
Right.
It's a time of year that people associate with warmth and joy and that sense of magic and wonder.
Yeah. And I think for a lot of people, those feelings are rooted in childhood memories.
Right.
You know, family gatherings, gift giving, those special traditions that made the holidays. Do you think that's part of the draw of Christmas towns?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I think Christmas towns often evoke a sense of nostalgia, like a longing for simpler times and those happy memories.
Right.
And they do it so well.
They do too.
The twinkling lights, decorated trees, the sounds and smells.
Yeah.
It's like a sensory overload that takes us right back to childhood.
It's true. It's like they're designed to create those picture-perfect Christmas moments.
Exactly.
But I think there's more to it than just nostalgia too.
Okay.
There's a social element as well.
Right.
Christmas is a time when we connect with loved ones, strengthen bonds, and create new memories.
Yeah.
So do you think Christmas towns kind of provide the perfect backdrop for those shared experiences?
Totally.
Okay.
Whether it's attending a tree lighting ceremony, caroling in the streets,
right,
or even just enjoying a cup of hot cocoa together, these towns really foster a sense of community and belonging.
Yeah, they give us a reason to come together and celebrate something bigger than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, they're visually stunning.
Oh, they are.
The sheer effort that goes into creating these winter wonderlands is incredible.
It's true. The lights, the decorations, the festive colors. It's a visual feast.
Yeah.
That's both stimulating and comforting.
So it seems like Christmas towns offer this perfect blend of nostalgia,
yeah,
social connection, and visual enchantment.
I think so.
No wonder we're so drawn to them.
Right.
They tap into our deepest desires for joy, connection, a sense of wonder.
They remind us of the magic that exists in the world, even when life gets busy and stressful.
Well, we've come to the end of our Christmas town deep dive. We've explored the history, the culture, the traditions, and even the psychology behind these magical destinations.
It's been a fun journey.
It has. So hopefully you've gained a new appreciation for the effort and heart that goes into creating these extraordinary experiences.
For sure.
But most importantly, I hope this deep dive has sparked your imagination and inspired you to create your own Christmas magic.
Yeah.
Whether it's planning a trip to one of these incredible towns.
Right.
Or simply finding ways to bring that holiday spirit into your own home.
That's what it's all about.
Christmas is ultimately a state of mind.
It is.
A feeling of joy and generosity that we can cultivate and share no matter where we are.
Beautifully said.
So embrace the spirit of the season. Spread some cheer and create memories that will last a lifetime.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.